consistent.
Welcome to The Basement. Yo, what up? Welcome to The Basement. I'm your host, Nolo. It's my co-host, Jose.
What? We could just continue right on like we were here yesterday, the last time we recorded.
Yo, what is this thing right here?
That is a Bluetooth device for the car.
Interesting. Let me have it.
No, you didn't.
You don't even use it.
I do.
You never use it. It's been collecting dust there.
Yes, a lot of things have been collecting dust here because we haven't done an episode in the hot
water. So what do you do? Let me ask you a question though. You
what
only
do I do
use
with
it
this?
When we use episodes?
Oh no, only when I get callers, which hasn't happened yet. A lot of things hasn't happened, including us recording.
So
you want to tell the audience, Mr. Senior Host?
Because I'm the senior host and I haven't been around.
Basically neglected what you created.
Yeah, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Oh, apparently here was the cat's away, the mice just hide. They don't do anything. They just watch Star Trek or something. I don't know. What have you been doing?
I'm not trying to have a conversation with myself. I don't know how Ben Shapiro does it.
You could do it, bro.
I'm telling you.
Let's practice now. I won't even talk. You just go off.
But you're still there, so at least I can look at your stupid face.
Put a picture of me.
You thought about this. That's cool. That's awesome.
So it's been a hot minute. When was the last episode? You remember? I don't even remember.
57 for whatever I have it filed as. That doesn't mean nothing to you.
Yeah, it means no, I don't even know what that
means. Doesn't mean nothing to you. But YouTube should know when the number up to. But it's renewal time too.
So let's hope that people start subscribing.
Yeah, they're subscribing, right? Somebody subscribed the other day, man, random. I was like, what?
You were like, yes. Yes, our normal person, not fake. Let me sign in for you.
I couldn't get more information on the follower on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. I'm really not good with that. That's why I have you.
I have YouTube Studio on my phone.
That's another reason why I haven't done an episode. I actually recorded one by myself. Wow.
No bueno?
Wow.
I got to start recording stuff too, bro.
I felt like I was a grown-ass adult playing with a make-believe friend.
In the last 28 days, we got 2 subscribers. Plus 2 subscribers.
That's amazing because we haven't recorded in, when?
Yeah.
5 months?
Let's see if I can... Our audience is... You want to know the age of our audience?
Oh, God, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you should be, because not enough demographic data to show. That's a little bit people subscribe, yo.
That's worse than what I had thought.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, old people.
Top countries?
Definitely not young people.
This is weird. Top countries, ready for this? United States is only 29% of our audience. 71% is out of the United States. It just says other. It doesn't even say what country.
What?
That's so freaking weird, bro.
What does that mean?
I don't even understand this, yo.
I was thinking about that when it comes to like just how, what do they call that they're paying people for now? Your like your social media, and it's not called that. It's, wow. Your social data, your digital data,
yeah.
That you could actually sell to companies. I think the way it works is like when there's a spike in a subject,
that's so weird.
Bro. Everything just trends on it and latches on ads and stuff.
All right, people searching YouTube found us 65%. That's 65% of the people that come to watch our videos have watched it from people searching YouTube for something else. They just search on YouTube, they see our video, and they click on it.
So most of those people were looking for something relative to basements? Like, oh,
or you know, the topics, the little tags that we put on the bottom.
Which always the same thing, no?
No.
They switch
up. We switch it up, yeah. And external is 13%. Out of that 13%, 4.6% is Facebook. No, 3.2% is... Oh, whoa. 4.6% is Facebook Messenger. I mean, somebody sent something. 3.2% is Facebook. 3% is... Google search. And ready for this weird one? I didn't even heard of this. 0.3% is DuckDuckGo, which I've heard of. But 0.2% is Yandex.
You know that's some Chinese stuff right there.
That's the out-of-country stuff.
That's the out-of-country stuff.
That's
funny. You think Chinese niggas trying to listen to us?
Wow. Nah.
Nah.
All right. Enough of that.
I highly doubt it. Well, it's good to
unless
know.
It translates, then YouTube does it. Google does translation automatically.
Oh my God, we should look ourselves up in a translation.
That'd be hilarious. It'll just be words in the bottom. I wish it was like
someone repeating us.
Like, yeah, overlay. like a Siri just trying to like repeat what we're saying, but in a different language. So it's us moving our mouth, but it's like a different.
But it sounds like Siri or Google.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be the voice of the ultimate like Cortana of the future.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's insane. Yo, so.
So Kobe died.
Yeah.
So random, right?
Yo, 41, son. First of all, I'm close to that age.
Yeah.
Like, mad close.
Yeah, like next year?
not 41 next year, but damn, son.
That's crazy, yo. He retired.
First of all, your response, I'm not going to utter live. This guy doesn't have a soul. Don't believe him out there. Especially you young in the church.
It's just sad, bro.
So there was an initial reaction from a coworker that was like, you know, everyone dies, you know, why do they have to make a big deal out of this? And da, 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 da. I could see her perspective, but I could also see the perspective of the family. Like, you know, I understand, but can, you know, we just want to have our private moment. But at the same time, like Ben Shapiro was saying, I was listening to him, he was like, not everyone has those kind of accomplishments.
Yeah.
Right. Breaking records and stuff. He's definitely going to be inducted, right?
Yeah.
So that came up.
You listen to Ben Shapiro that much?
I do, but I also listen to Joe and I listen to Ruben.
I haven't listened to... Only person I listen to is Joe, I said. I stopped listening to everybody. What happened?
I feel like that was going to be needed later on for me. I'm thinking the ahead me needs to do that because we didn't clap to get those two guys.
I did clap.
You did?
Yeah.
So that was annoying. Go ahead.
All right.
You clapped at the beginning with the audio.
So I don't listen to Joe. I mean, I don't listen to Ben that much.
Going back to what I was trying to trigger was that this coworker who's very, you know, very spiritual.
Oh,
I'm going to say spiritual. She's very spiritual. That's fine. Do you? I got whatever. You know, she's voicing her opinion how it's overblown. And then I'm like, yeah, but you got to understand. So you can imagine whoever broke the news, right, was like, that person got a lot of likes and shares, right? And I think it's Twitter that they do it the most with. But, like, I saw a video clip that was going on instantly. And it was a video clip of the accident. But that video clip wasn't actually the clip.
Talking about the crash?
Yeah, the crash. It was a false.
Somebody yeah, people just people kept sending there. It to me. And I was like, I don't know. I sent it to somebody else. I was like, yo, I don't think this is real, son.
Yeah, I was in a group message with another group of coworkers, and I was like, I saw the video. And then a coworker, like 10 minutes later, posted the video in our little group chat. And I'm like, yeah, no. I highly doubt it. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can imagine a bunch of people at the moment were like, how do I get a whole bunch of likes, you know?
Yeah. Yesterday, one of the guys at work, he was like, yo, look at this, yo. And he showed me the video of the crash. And I was like, hold on a second. Look at the mountains that he crashed. That's like Afghanistan or something.
First of all, go back. You see, you're too far in the video. You lost me with the Afghanians standing there with their old people clothes yeah. from the freaking 60s and their little kids. I was like, oh, that's not this country.
Yeah. And that's what I was trying to tell him. He's like, no, I don't know, yo.
And he was with an American coach? What country?
Yeah.
What game were they going to go play?
I was like, the mountains, bro.
We have high schools out there?
It's crazy, bro. Have you been listening to the impeachment stuff?
Nah, hold on a second. Back to the...
Oh, we're still there?
I'm still there just because I kind of agreed with the coworker, the spiritual coworker.
I don't watch basketball, so...
I don't watch. I'm just referring to, like, the death, right?
Yeah. Somebody, no, I totally get it.
See, somebody popping.
He's a... back in the day when the church, when me and Kevin used to do, like, basketball or whatever, or throwing balls, whatever. Didn't matter. Throwing garbage in the garbage can. He would say Kobe every single time, and I would say Jordan. This is back. Then LeBron came along and kind of ruined it. But
I kind of ruined the whole trend, the debate.
But now, when I'm thinking about it, like, damn, there's some people that were like, that was their Jordan. That was like, imagine Michael Jordan crashing and dying.
That was their Jordan.
That was their Jordan, yeah.
That's something that sports will always have, right?
What, like a Jordan?
a Jordan,
a Babe Ruth
versus, you know, the King of Pop.
Yeah. Yeah, right? There's always going to be that one guy that was, or girl.
But with sports, whoa.
Person.
Or, but with sports, you don't have that.
Well, that one guy.
Every few decades, it's that guy.
Yeah.
But it's a different guy.
Yeah, but there's always the top. Jordan, I think, is always going
to
be at the top.
You think Jordan is going to be number top? Tell that to the people who, you know, that adore LeBron.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that there's not going to be people that play better than Jordan.
And shouldn't it be based on overall numbers? Or do you have
that's what I'm saying.
Relate?
People are going to say numbers. But to me, it's like, yeah, but Jordan was more than just numbers.
And you didn't have so much cancer radiation in the french fries and burgers and from McDonald's and stuff.
These people don't eat that crap, bro.
No.
they have people that the NBA pays to make sure they don't eat
like as that. Kids, they never ate that?
Oh, yeah. But once they got in, that's it. It's over.
When it mattered when they were growing?
That's like, remember the documentary on Netflix that talking about like vegetarian? I forgot what it was called.
Oh, my bad.
And the vegetarian, does he eat like not meat? What the hell was the name of it, yo?
Game Changer.
You saw it?
I didn't see it. I didn't want to see it because I thought it was propaganda. Because
you're special.
Because
it wasn't propaganda, because in the beginning, middle, and end, it was like, again, these are just studies we found. This is not professional analysis.
Yeah.
It was another way of saying is, I'm not tying my name to this, but just to let you know, this is interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't see the whole thing?
I don't
know. You wildin'.
Because once I saw the thing with, at the beginning, it showed Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about milk or something.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, I don't want to watch this. I already.
Because of Arnold?
Because he's talking about he's eating more vegetables. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, but you ate meat to become this. To look how you are right now, you got there with meat. And now you're going to be like, oh, yeah, we're not eating meat anymore. Now look at me. It's like, nothing changed.
Nah, you need to see. You need to put another. You put 5 minutes into it?
That's it.
I would have put another.
That's all it took. That's the same thing with the pandemic.
Pandemic, I realized, was more like a, let me let you know.
Yeah.
This isn't a show.
Like when they showed the lady.
You're not going to get to know
you me. Saw the second episode of that? With the lady, with the crystals?
With the kids?
Yeah.
She got two kids.
The first beginning of it, when I started watching her, I was like, they're treating her like she's a crazy person. They found the craziest, weirdest person. And they're like, they're going to make her seem like she's the anti-vax mom.
Oh, that lady.
Yeah.
With the, like, the 40 kids.
Yeah. Well, people that are
anti-vax. Immediately when I met her and... It hit me hard when she was talking about when she was just getting into it and she's breastfeeding. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, she's had her. But the thing, before they even showed her face, they showed like her having crystals.
But the problem with the coronavirus is that.
Oh, we're going
over. We're going in, right? Well, I thought about the coronavirus because, you know, she says that there's healing and. You could take care of yourself through nature, the trees, hug the trees.
Mm-hmm. Kind of find out. Science said that just recently, alcohol consumption and heat kill the coronavirus.
Anything that you heat up will kill the virus. That's why our bodies normally...
No, but it's like not like crazy heat. Like just heat. Like just warmth. Like a little bit warmer, a fever.
But that's why your body heats up so it could burn out
the virus. Yeah, yeah. But they're saying that with alcohol. So if you get drunk... Like
that's an old time remedy.
That's it. So I'm missing means of sick. Coronavirus being killed by Corona alcohol.
You can eat a lot of Coronas.
Yeah.
No, but I was thinking about what she was saying about how you keep yourself, you know, healthy, and I think that that's true. I was watching a video of like worms and tapeworms inside of meat, how to detect it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was wheezed out, bro, by meat. Pause. And that was just like, I don't think I could go back, bro.
Well, you know plants have bugs in it too, right?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, but like, I not like that, bro. Like, I don't know. For some reason, I was like.
I don't know. When I see things like they make, I hate things that choose sides. It immediately turns me off. It's like, oh, it's propaganda. I don't want to watch it. I want something that's going to bring like an even perspective.
No, because allow one side to have its little thing and then find something else that, you know.
You can do that, but you're going to have one side that does it and then the other side is going to be like, I don't want to do it.
But did you see the test with the football players?
With the thing?
Yeah, the blood?
Yeah, it's just natural though. It's those are oils that are naturally in meat. So they will automatically, it's just normal. Everybody knows that it's there.
You don't want that in your body for that to...
It goes away within hours once you pee it out. That's why it's in your body for a reason. Your body's using it to build.
Did you see the footballs in the second test? The soccer players?
No, this is
not. Oh, you should watch the soccer players.
It's all propaganda, bro.
We're not meant to be meat eaters, bro.
Don't say that. Think of what you're saying. They say that the reason why we
Okay, so back to the coronavirus. Why do you think? How do you think that came about?
The coronavirus?
Yeah. How does that come? How?
I think they were too.
The N1 S1.
I think they came in too close proximity with animals. Whatever disease animals have, they cross over to humans.
How?
Farms.
Someone is saying. Anybody. I saw a report. I don't know if this is true, but somebody was saying always that it sexual. Started with
something sexual.
This guy's mind is always in that realm. When he sees my face, he's like. It's like he's actively watching a porno.
He's like, he's right. Gonna be like, well, you know how AIDS came, right? You know AIDS.
No, you idiots. No, they're saying they're reportedly because they're eating bats out there, like raw.
Raw bats. Like China
or cooked.
China eats anything. Yo, they don't care.
They eat anything, bro. I was watching a video of a girl just like, and she's looking all pretty with her makeup and eating. Like I'm just like, yo, one thing looked like a big ass. And it was squirting when she bit off of it. I was like,
oh. You ever seen the grease? The grease that they get grease from the sewers? They take grease from the sewers and they boil out the nastiness and they scoop out the grease and they use it to cook. I forget what they call it.
I don't even know if I feel like I'm discriminating by my disgust. I don't know. But if you feel discriminated.
I saw a thing on
Reddit. You're just a special kind.
I saw a thing on Reddit. It goes, when you're Chinese in America, and it shows a guy he's looking around. He goes, he closes his door, and he goes, and as soon as he does it, the FBI breaks the door open.
Wow. These viruses come from, exactly. If we stop eating these chickens and these weird-ass birds and putting it into our systems, we don't mix
biology. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense, bro. You eat people?
I don't eat people. But
so then how do you get colds?
I don't eat birds.
How do people get colds if they don't eat
where
people?
Where do they come from? It's a mixture of animal and human.
Not always.
But a lot of it.
Yeah, I know.
Influenza is basically a bird flu.
No, they have swine flu. They have bird swine. Flu,
it, because it comes
cabbage flu, broccoli flu.
Romaine
lettuce, death trap flu.
They're called something else though. Most of it comes from animals.
A lot of it comes from animals, yeah. Because it crosses over to humans.
Humans. So if we stop messing with that, I don't know if this is true.
It's definitely not true.
You think that by limiting animals, we lower the what is it called? The footprint? The
carbon footprint? Yeah. So I don't...
Do you think that's true?
I'm all for killing anything. Right?
Oh, so destroy the world.
If you say...
He started with Kobe died. This guy doesn't have a heart.
Let's destroy all the animals and just live with plants happily ever after. Just us and plants.
I'm saying leave the animals alone, bro. Let's try not.
You think
how many viruses...
Let's say we do that. You think we're ever going to get viruses?
No, we're still going to get viruses.
Okay, so then
it's not like the stuff we're getting. All mostly come from...
From any living being, bro. It doesn't matter. We're all made of the same stuff. Of course it's going to cross over.
Oh, God. It's disgusting.
Just like plants saying, stay away from freaking mold. Don't touch mold. Because you're going to get fungus.
It's just you're doing orange and apples and pears.
No, it's not. Because plants get diseases from mold.
I guess, like I said.
But also, mold helps plants.
So, do you think that it will lower the carbon footprint if we just eliminate it?
Animals?
Yeah.
No. I think we need to eliminate people. That's what I think we need to eliminate. You want to lower the carbon footprint, kill some people.
Which people would you get rid of?
Whoever wants to die, let them die.
Whoever wants to die.
Yeah.
No one's going to want to die.
Oh, yeah. People want to die. Trust me.
You think so?
Yeah. People want to kill themselves. People want to do drugs and die. They don't care. Let them just freaking burn out. People just want to do whatever they do. Some people just want to just live crazy and die. It's like, all right, guys, do what you got to do.
While you were describing that, I instantly thought to myself, all the zombies that walk around when they're lunched over and somehow they manage to, you know, walk and live. You ever seen them?
No.
The zombies?
And what people you're talking about? Humans.
Humans. When they're on the dope and them.
Oh, yeah. I see them every day, bro.
And they manage to cross the street. How are you still?
You have not. Yo, I've seen. Yeah, I've seen some Matrix stuff happen now. I've seen it all. Every day. I see somebody floating in the air, just limbo, just leaning all the way back without hitting the ground.
Somehow they're still...
They'll walk in the middle of the street. I seen two people talking in a conversation, stopping and just nodding out, just falling asleep on each other. And then when they wake up, they're freaking jumping on poles, running in the streets, taking off their clothes.
because they're
and every day I see them, like, how do you get like this?
Because they have all the energy after sloping for 4 hours.
Yeah. How do they get their life like this?
Yeah, how do you get yourself? How do you get yourself to that? And how do you get yourself to being poor?
You know what? You know what they should do?
I mean, homeless.
They should do people that are somebody that's super rich. I don't care who he is. They should get like 5 billionaires, whatever, or 15, whatever. All get together, buy an island, like something like the size of Puerto Rico or something like that. Just buy it. It's like, this is our island with billionaires. You're only invited in if you're smart and you're an inventor and you have a degree, and that's it. Then you can come live on the island. And then the billionaires be like, now, well, if you're on the island, we'll finance anything that you want to make. But it has to be something that benefits the island first.
Definitely, we could do this.
We could do this. Just doing that one island would advance humanity unbelievably.
Tenfold.
Just the one island.
But they're not going to eat animals.
I don't care what they eat. They can eat each other. They eat bugs. I don't care what they eat. But it has to be some sort of scientist or technologist, whatever you want to call it, rocket scientist, somebody.
You don't think that that's what the U.S. does?
I know the U.S. doesn't, because there's no place like that in America.
That you know of.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure nobody does that. Because think about it. What I would say is, like, instead of roads that have cars, all self-driving cars everywhere. Scientists don't even have to think about travel. Just get in the car, punch in your destination on the map. Bloop, I'm going to go there. The car just takes you. And while you're there, you're working on your stuff.
I love the sound effects.
And then all they do is invent. And then they take those inventions, the billionaires, they take whatever's invented. Oh, that's part of the deal too, right? It's part of the island. It belongs to the island. And then they sell it to the rest of the world to get more money to fund more inventions. So they do like patents.
But I think that's what the government does. They just, you know.
Well, the government does it, yeah, but they suck at it.
You think so?
Hell yeah, they suck at it. They spend so much money for stuff that the private sector does for way cheaper. And they look at the space shuttle. The space shuttle wastes money. And then Elon Musk came, and what's the name of the guy? Jeff Bezos? What's the name? Blue Horizons and SpaceX. They save billions just reusing rockets and landing them. NASA just put out a plan to go to the moon, I think it was. And they're still back on the, oh, we're going to shoot a rocket in space and it's going to drop down in the ocean because we don't need it anymore. And then we're going to, you saw that?
No.
And it's like, bro, we did that in the 60s. You got guys landing rockets now. Why don't you reuse it like they do? But it's not about saving money. It's about giving money and having contracts and spending money. Meanwhile, SpaceX want to save money.
Yeah, but you know SpaceX is also going through the motions of learning it.
But they've already accomplished so much.
They're definitely ahead of it.
Ahead of it.
Because they...
A lot.
Because I feel like NASA goes with this, and this is what we're doing, where they're going with, okay, we have this. How does this get better?
Yeah, but they're doing it with private money. So they have to figure out a way to make money to pay for this. The United States is already making money off all of us, taking all of it out of our pockets before we even see it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't have to worry about that as much. So they should be able to fund way more than that, but they're not doing it. I think space exploration is important. I think all that crap, all inventions, discoveries, all that stuff is important to us.
Have you seen this? We were talking about Iran, the war, and all this is a few weeks back with the whole threat of Iran and World War III. And with my coworkers
I don't remember this episode.
they're lefties.
Yeah. I love lefties.
Right? Democrats?
They make so much sense.
Democrats, right?
Yes.
So I was like, oh, you think Iran can get us?
Jesus Christ. Sorry, everybody. Everybody's deaf?
No, I don't think they can hear this. So we got to talk through this. So what they're basically seeing is three systems of cannons that shoot. It looks like lasers, right?
Yeah.
But those are bullets. And there's three of them. One of them, there's obviously a radar that detects the incoming missiles.
Yeah.
And they have the main one, the secondary. And then this one is just like the backup. And she pops up and in and out. It's like if it gets too close, this is the last one. We could put this on planes, on ships.
Buildings.
Yeah. We could put this in their territory so the missiles never even leave their homeland. Not to mention putting it in our shores.
Yeah, but we already... This is old. That's like, I will tell you coworkers, this is so old. We've sold this to we sold this technology to Israel. Like in the 1980s. Look up Israel's Iron Dome.
Hold on. So, hold on while I do that.
No, it is, bro.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Mad loud, right? Yeah. But there's a part where it hits it. Like, I like when this one comes into action.
This one right now?
The sound that one makes is... That's like the Tate Quieto one.
Yeah. You know how many bullets that thing probably spends?
And some of them actually hit the whatever the bomb is made out of, and actually you hear the boom.
That's insane. Look at that.
Can you imagine, bro? So, what were you saying to look up?
Look up, what's the name of the country? Israel's Iron Dome.
Iron Dome.
I think if you just press Iron Dome, it should pop up.
How do you spell that?
Oh, God. I-R.
I'm going to go right there. There we go. I spelled it like iron.
All
right,
just click any video. They use it so much. All right, this is what Israel uses.
Oh,
that's definitely not the Iron Dome. This is a commercial,
it's
bro.
Terrorism. So, all
right. We sold this to Israel like in the 80s. Just to show you how long we had this technology for.
Correct. So
what is this?
Imagine what we actually have now. What is that?
No, I'm curious. Thank you, commercial.
It's a smelly, smelly.
Oh, no. It's a GPS just in case they get robbed or something.
The car?
I don't know.
Yep.
All right.
That was dumb. Skipping video.
Yeah, skip video.
Not only did it get us guys, but it got you too.
All three of you guys.
All three of us. All right.
This is Israel. Israel, you know, they live in between a whole bunch of Muslim countries that basically want them to die. So they installed this in their country because they're constantly getting shot rockets at them. So that's insane. Rockets are getting shot at them right now. Every day. It's just like as you're living a normal life. Imagine rockets flying over your country. Every day.
That's crazy because.
Let's see if it shows it. Boom.
Can you imagine living like that?
Yeah, I know.
And their streets look normal. Like,
see, but theirs are done with rockets.
Yeah, that's not.
The rockets are flying towards the other rockets and blowing up right before it. And it blows it up too.
Yeah, but if their rockets are faster.
Yeah, that bullets are good though.
Those bullets are good.
No, son. but we've had technology to stop missiles forever. So
that's only what we're allowed to see.
You looked up Russia?
Hold on. That's only what they're allowing us to see. We don't know what we really have.
No, but did you see Russia's Mach rocket, whatever it's called?
What is that like?
It goes like Mach 7 or something crazy. It goes so fast that, you know, the US is like, we can't stop that one.
You think so? No, I think that's a bluff.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Because we do have the laser. You ever saw the laser one?
On the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it kind of burns it. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how fast you're going if you have that. It's a laser.
You throw a few hundred of those in the sky?
That's it.
You got a net.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But see, that's how it's far for us. You know what I mean? That's why when I look at big infrastructures and the bridges and I'm just like, I could barely get on a ladder and like. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. But that's still infinitesimal to compare it to some of the sci-fi stuff that we see.
I know, look at the thing we talk about the door. You're like, there's too much. You can't do this. I was like, bro, just calm down. It's just a door. I can't believe you're doing this right now.
Wait a minute. Do you think that in the Star Trek ships where the doors are opening by themselves, do you think the mechanical devices are that difficult and complicated?
No, they have to be simple just like that. They can't be that hard. Is it? There has to be like wheels in it to like push it.
I almost feel like, what's the point? Just have holograms.
Hologram doors?
I guess.
Yeah, but if you have power, yeah.
Wow.
I guess. But you think if you took apart a panel and saw behind the door, you'd be like, that's it? That's all it is? Just a wheel? That's all it is?
There's a little man inside. That's what it used to be, guys.
Because they wouldn't put it like on a mechanical track. That makes no sense.
That's what I'm saying. Like an
electrical track.
Is it like your window?
It has to be something like that. To make it any other way would be so inefficient.
Yeah, I guess. Some push wire.
Yeah, because if you did it like with, like, say they made it like float like magnets, like I
airplanes. Forget what it's called. That's how airplanes work, by wire.
Yeah. Just that, I
don't know. Oh my God, I feel like so archaic.
It makes more sense, because it has to be, because the way they open it when it's jammed.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Okay. It has to go into itself.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know how we got into this topic, but.
Okay, so it's Zika. The Zika virus.
Tapeworms. No, so what, you've been following this impeachment?
No, not at all.
At all.
I'm waiting for the good stuff to happen. Nothing's interesting happening yet. There's just a lot of. I heard some stuff on NPR because I love left-leaning radio. That's what we have. Yeah. I feel like some of the stuff is just like. They'll be like, if he did this, blah, 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 blah. And then they go down for like an hour. And it's like, why are you even talking about that? We haven't even talked about it, if he did or not. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody, one of the guys was saying, if he did it, if it's true or if it's not true, it's not something to ring all these bells. This doesn't.
What do you mean?
It doesn't amount to all this. It doesn't amount to an impeachment. And yeah, that's they're what losing too, track right? of. What was it? They're losing track of their. Like the severity of, you know, this. The whole process is, you know, something that's, you know, supposed to be taken serious. And for them to blow the whistle on something like this that they view as petty is going to hurt the whole purpose of the whole reason why they go to the motion of impeachment and why the system the way it is. It's mad old school, son.
And then the...
You saw the guy who was playing with the fidget spinner or something? They told him to stop playing with it?
No.
It's some silly ass stuff that you have to be sitting there for 12 hours.
Was it noisy?
Like you couldn't make noise, but you just have to sit there.
Was the fidget spinner noisy?
I guess it was bothering the person next to them.
That's so whack, yeah.
You saw, I think it was Chuck Schumer or somebody was trying to get their seat, but the person wasn't getting up. He had to go on another chair. I was like, this is hilarious. This is where our money's
You're
going.
You're lucky I'm not there. I'll be playing on my phone half the time. They'll be like, can you please get off Reddit, sir?
I don't know if you're supposed. I don't know.
Let's just say something interesting.
I don't know if they're allowed all that.
Yeah, the phone? Yeah, I see him with the phone all the time in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, let's paint the picture, okay?
You know how boring that is?
Let's paint the scenario, okay? Imagine you're the president of the United States.
Imagine. First of all, that would be a disaster.
Man. Okay, just you be the president of the United States, right? And then you find out that the vice president from the last presidency put his son as the board of some... I forget what kind of company.
Who's now agreeing to pay child support. Go ahead.
What?
He's now agreeing to pay child support. Oh,
very nice.
For a kid he wasn't claiming. Was it his kid?
And I think it's an oil company. I think that's what it was. Or an energy company. He talked to the president of the country to put him as like the head of something. Getting paid for something he's not qualified to do.
Nope.
Okay. And then you find out that there's some sort of situation going on there that you're like, they're doing something to, with Russia or whatever. Because they say that somehow Russia and Ukraine, the whole you remember what they said about Russia doing the bots and all that crap on Twitter before the election to like yes. push Trump. Apparently, Ukraine has something to do with that now. Now it came down. It's both of them together. All right, boom. So now you're sitting there. You're like, okay, it seems like something's going on here under the table between the. Not only that, then the guy's running for president that put his son there in the office, and you're like, oh snap. If he becomes president, he's already doing something under the table with some other country. I need to find out what's going on for the benefit of our country. Right? That's what I would think. I need to find out what's happening there.
You're talking about Trump?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why Trump said, yo, can you find out what's going on with this Biden and his son? He's running for president now, and he's doing something under the table, and I really need to find out what's happening.
So it's funny because I feel like when you mentioned the whole Russian thing, when I think about the 2016... election, there's no doubt in my mind. I don't know who exactly because I just don't know, so I'm not even gonna go there. But there's no doubt in my mind that the bots, especially on Facebook, played a hand in Trump winning.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
But who uses Facebook?
Lefties.
Old people.
Old lefties. I think.
Not really. There's a bunch of.
I just feel like.
Old lefties.
When they say that that they meddled in the election, what they mean is they put out fake news that people fell for. That's what they mean.
The Hillary.
Yeah.
It was all Hillary.
But that's what they mean. When they say, when people say, oh, they meddled in the elections, people think that they hacked the freaking system and they changed the
votes. But they were overemphasizing the Hillary and her hacking, like her emails, and they went into the whole, and Facebook was like the 5-minute commercial. Right? Every time you kept scrolling, it was like another thing about Hillary and an email she sent with the guy that got caught who was in jail. What was his name? He was having an affair with a teenager.
Something penis?
Something
like that? What was his name? What was it? Oh, Anthony Weiner. That's what it was. Anthony Weiner.
That's how he remembers people.
Something penis.
Something penis.
Anthony Weiner. All right.
Wow, that was good. Yeah, so they were overemphasizing these things. So they were putting all this down into people. So even the leftists that were watching this were like, oh, yeah. You know, but then they kept looking at Trump and was like, this is still better. But I think a lot of them fell off.
Like, people are going to be like that this year.
I think people fell off. Like,
people are going to look at what's happening with the guys that are running for president now. They're like,
which guy? Because there's mad guys.
It's only the people that matter is Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and I think that's it.
You want to say Yang? Somehow he still got 7%.
I know, right? He's holding in. I don't think he's gonna make it.
But. They were like, he's gonna hang around because he doesn't have a job.
I like Tulsi Gabbard, but she's not gonna make it either.
I mean, all those fools are not gonna make it. The only ones that I really think have a standoff on it, it's gonna be between the three bozos.
Yeah,
and I gotta close Bloomberg. Bloomberg, I think, has it. If Bloomberg's not tied with Biden, he's over Biden. And Biden's over Sanders.
You know what scorched earth is?
Who?
When somebody says scorched earth.
I feel like I do. But go ahead,
it just means that go for the worst scenario and just destroy everything. Just let it rot, burn to the ground.
So we said that about Trump.
That's what people thought. And but look out the window. Things are nice.
So you think by socialist, capitalist, Bernie Sanders?
Let it freaking crash and burn so I could be like, oh.
But how are you going to, you saw when they asked him, how are you going to pay for all this Medicare for all, college for all? It's estimated to be like some crazy number, 55 trillion in the next 10 years. And he was like, it's going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it. And how are you going to pay for it? It's just going to get done.
Yeah. No.
So you're not going to
explain. They're going
to text. So they're like, you're not going to explain to us how you're going to get it done? No, but it's going to get done. Like, huh?
That's a good impression.
I wasn't even trying. Well, I saw your face. You were like, this nigga Bernie Sanders, the Puerto Rican version.
Well, we're going to pay for it, bro. That's my fear, is that we got to pay for it. I don't want to have to pay for it. I got to pay for my own kids' college. I'm going to pay for everybody else's now. I saw something. It was a meme. Oh, man, I got to have to
pay. I was just thinking about a meme. I don't know why, but you know the popcorn that's caramel, salted, and the sea salt, you know, and it's in the big can, is divided by the little cardboard dividers?
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, for all yous who say that walls aren't effective, explain this.
All right, look, this is a meme, right? This is a text message this guy got. He goes, hi, this is John with Bernie 2020. We're building a movement to create a government and its economy that works for us all, not just the wealthy, campaign contributors. Are you for Bernie? It's a text message this guy gets.
Okay.
So he just texts no. Okay. And they said, okay, I understand. Do you mind telling us who do you plan on supporting? And his response is, probably your entire family if Bernie wins.
Who do you think will win? If that side only will have, if that side had the ticket, the guaranteed ticket to win, which one is it?
I think Elizabeth Warren is not going to even get, she's going to be the third, because I feel like she's going for petty stuff. Like, oh, you said women can't win.
Did you call me a liar on live TV?
Exactly. So I feel like that
was stirring the pot.
To me, that's
one.
Like a turn off.
That's a total jerk off move.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're a female, and I listen, I'm with you. You're right. We have everybody rights. Great, wonderful. That's called the amendment, the Constitution, rather. But when you are sitting there as a woman, whatever, and you're condoning this kind of action, come on.
And then they complain about when Trump was doing stuff like that. And now look at them. You know what I'm saying? So that, to me, she's out. It's going to be between Bernie and Biden. I don't think Bloomberg is even going to come close to that.
Really?
He's done. He's already done.
He's just spending money. Just
spending money just to be like, hey, remember me? And I think that what's going to happen is what they did to Bernie last time, they're going to do it to him again.
I heard some kind of, I don't know where, but it was like, if you don't support the candidates, but support the party. Like, don't leave us. I think that's what happened last time.
Yeah, they were like, F these people. But what's going to happen is somebody's going to win. If Bernie wins, mark my words, everybody's going to be complaining about their paychecks. Everybody's going to start complaining about their paychecks. They're going to be like, what? I don't make as much as I used to make. What the hell's going on here? And then they're going to, in their brain, they're going to be like, yeah, I think Trump is better.
The whole Social Security thing?
What about it?
He wants to, you know, bring it back, make sure it doesn't end.
Who, Bernie? Yeah. I mean, we probably should, because there's old people out there. I'm all for medical. I feel like it should be, you know, whatever. But the problem is paying for it. I think when you ask who's going to pay for it, that's when you're like, yeah, okay, I see why you're doing it this way now. Everybody pays for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
You think that, so...
I think that's the only one. I don't support the college for all. I don't support that, because some people are idiots, man. Realistically, some people don't. They'll waste time going to college. They do it now, they got to pay for it. They waste time going to college. They don't pay attention to the class. They flunk out. You know what I'm saying? So imagine that happening on the entire country basis. And now we have to pay for the bill.
So you don't mind paying for the bill for people who are old?
No, because at that point, they've contributed to society their whole lives. And now it's time for them to be like, all right, you're almost done. Let's finish you off here. Let's take care of you until you're done.
But naturally, I mean, mathematically, the numbers don't work themselves out when you think about the population. Just in numbers, populate the census numbers in between the decades. You know, the baby boomers weren't called the baby boomers because there were babies that were booming.
Yeah, you're saying there's going to be more old people than people supporting them?
I'm saying that there's now the numbers in this generation, the generation, those that were born in the 90s, in the thousands, in the 10,000s, you know, 2000, whatever, 10.
Interesting the way you say it.
I know, right? You see how thousands in the thousands.
What do we call it?
Hundreds of dollars.
You got to say the 20s and the 10s now.
The 20s and the, that's so
like
weird.
Like we're back in the day.
Wow. So we took it way back. Reset. So yeah, in the 10s and the 20s, that the amount of individuals in numbers that were born are so much lower than the amount of people that are going to be on this. We paid our dues.
Yeah.
And the dues got to come from somewhere. And the amount of people that are born now that are paying dues are not enough to cover them.
Yeah. That's why we need immigration. That's why we need immigration.
Or suicide.
Or, I mean, if that's what I'm saying. You ever heard of euthanasia where people say, like, I'm so old and my body hurts, I just want to die?
So you're saying.
People, and they're like, sir, you can't kill yourself. You need more medication.
But who really want to die right now?
People, bro.
Are you crazy?
There are young people that think.
That's called depression.
There you go.
That's your answer to this problem.
That's my answer. Let them just burn each other out. Done.
And then cut off all the hotlines, suicide hotlines.
Well, I mean, somebody being suicidal and somebody saying that they have good
reasons. Please don't listen to this guy. He's not the host.
Somebody saying that they have good reasons why they don't want to live compared to somebody that's just suicidal. Those are two different things. Right? So if I have a medical condition that I just feel pain all the time, I have a good reason to die. I may not be suicidal. I don't want to die. I want to live a whole good life.
Yeah, you're going in the extremes, Papa.
No, but that's what I'm saying. People want to. I think in America, we should allow.
But you're throwing it out there like there. You know what? The population is a little too much. I'm out, guys.
But what I'm saying is, if people want to, it's like, all right, that's what you really want to do.
Just for that reason alone?
For medical, yeah.
So you're saying the government should be involved in people's. And if you shouldn't get involved in people harming themselves or not.
Or they should stay out of people's business altogether.
Period. If you want to go off yourself,
that's it. That's what you're best. Okay, but now if you're off yourself, just know that if you do it in a crazy way, your family's going to have to pay for that.
Like your body's all over the street.
There you go. Like if you hit a car on the way down, your family's going to have to pay for that car. So make sure you do it the right way. Do it in your house. Do it by yourself somewhere.
This could get more expensive if it just happened by itself. You might want to go with that option.
I think it's in Scandinavia. I forget what country it is, where they allow you to basically kill yourself.
So this kind of question.
But it's a medical procedure.
So shouldn't that be the same thing with a woman who has a child in her womb?
Well, you're choosing to kill yourself. Not somebody's choosing it for you.
Okay, go ahead.
So that's a different thing. If the baby's like, hey, mom, I want to die. It's like, oh, well, the baby wants to die, I guess.
Right.
You know, yeah, can you just sign this consent form, baby? You know, but you're not killing somebody. You're saying, hey, I want to die. Can you?
So
I'll pay a nurse to come do it so I can just be.
So if the government didn't fund, and in the last, in 2015, there was a poll the government provided the 7% for Planned Parenthood and all this other stuff. Only 7%. The rest comes from private industries and insurances. I don't know what the numbers are now, but if the government paid nothing,
yeah,
should the government have a say?
Well, it depends. No, the insurance company should say what. If the insurance company wants to pay for abortions, then that's the insurance company's business. But the government shouldn't tell insurance company you have to pay for abortions. That's what's happening now.
So
the government is forcing insurance companies to pay for certain things.
In Georgia, it was passed that abortions are not allowed, right?
No, not that it's allowed, but after a certain point, you can't.
Time, right? Yeah. There's, right, not up to term. So, but that's the government making that decision.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The government should stay out of all that.
Period.
Period. Point blank.
It shouldn't then also the 6% that they're funding for it, should they?
They should also stop. Yeah. Altogether. Stop funding. Stop. Yeah.
So, and who should?
But I'm saying, in the world we live in now, that's how it should be. In the world that I would imagine, there would be none. There would be no abortion at all.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, right. But I'm saying the world we live now, the government should stay out of it altogether.
And whose hands should it be on?
That should be, that's the insurance company if they want to pay for it.
And the individual.
Yeah. I mean, insurance, if I'm an insurance company, I'm not paying for it. Because that's an expense that I shouldn't have to burden as an insurance company. It's not a medical procedure. It's your business. You chose to do that. That's your problem. That's like plastic surgery almost.
So it's like, this is my view, but this is America. Do what you got to do. And you shouldn't be imposed by either.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Myself or government.
I have a view, but I'm not going to impose it on somebody else. Right,
so do what you got to do. As long as the government don't impose on what you're doing or thy neighbor is not trying to impose.
Basically, yeah. Stay out of my business, I stay out of yours.
You do you, you do that. You want to go pay, if it's an insurance company,
my view,
that wants to pay
my
for
view
it.
On abortion is like that as well. You stay out of business. I'll stay out of your business unless you're going out killing people. Then I have to jump in and stop you. Or I have to get, you know, whatever, call the cops or something. Like, I have to stop you. So my view on abortion is you're killing somebody.
So you want to
so
stop.
So somebody has to stop you. Yeah.
From killing somebody.
From killing somebody, yeah.
Because your definition of life is at conception.
We're both alive right now. Your sperm is alive. Her eggs are alive. It's alive. It's never started. It's just always been.
Right.
But now when you talk about an individual human at conception, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
At conception.
Yeah, because at that point you have your individual DNA.
Well, because the definition, part of the definition of life is something that, something that is able to consume, that's living, with the definition of that is a little hard to get into, but also can replicate.
Like fire.
Right?
Yeah.
But can fire can replicate, but it needs more consumption, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's sort of the definition. It has to be able to replicate itself. So the instance, the sperm cell can't replicate itself. It's produced.
Yeah.
Right? The egg is it's produced.
Yeah.
But when they come together, they start replicating other cells.
Yeah.
And eventually it'll replicate itself through sex, whatever, later on. So is that the definition of life? Because when we are scientists, when we look at it, we're looking for water. If there's water, there's life.
Yeah.
Right, that's what we believe.
That's what we think, yeah.
That we think. There's still no fact because we haven't found any plant with water.
Yeah.
So
I hope we find life.
Oh my gosh. Will that change the whole Christian thing? It's over.
No.
I don't see how.
No, I don't see how either.
I don't see how we ever got to that point that it wouldn't, you know, negate
well, one yeah, or the but other. People say things out of emotion, I feel like. They're like, oh, if there's life on other planets, it means there's no God. It's like, why? He's created the whole universe, not just Earth. The universe.
Yeah.
If he chose to put plants on a different planet, that's his business. You know what I'm saying? What does that have to do with me or God or my religion? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
If he puts monkeys, even if he puts living human type beings, we just have to figure it out. Like, oh, snap, how did you get made? What's your story? This is a story he did with our planet. What did he do with yours?
What was he doing with that?
Yeah, how do you do that? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, Jesus, he comes every year.
You think that there is, but there's the vast space between is so difficult to just grasp.
Yeah,
that it's almost like maybe God is saying, like, yeah, I don't even need to worry about this right now.
Yeah,
even if I was doing something else, it's none of your business.
Yeah, basically. It's none of your business. Let me do what I do. You go to heaven, you're going to see aliens. You're like, what the hell's going on up here? He's like, oh, yeah, I filled up the universe, bro.
It ends up being something like Deep Space Nine or the spaceship.
Just millions of different animal beings. And you go up there, you're like, what is going on?
Oh,
he's like, yeah. You're aliens too, bro. He's like, me an alien? He's like, yeah.
I want to get with an old type of person.
Yeah.
Liquid?
Liquid, yeah.
Can you imagine the type of sex she was getting?
Oh, my God. It always comes down to this.
It does. So basically, that species is like liquid. And they can turn into any shape or size. So
yeah,
a match. She's just immersed in him, or her and him,
her and him, him and her, both. I guess
it's like water.
You just go inside somebody's mouth and just become solid.
Oh my! Or spikes.
Yeah.
We're doing some. Right now, podcast is like, what the hell is this sound?
Like, what is an odor?
What is this? Yo, real quick. Did we ever, the last time we recorded, The Mandalorian wasn't out, right?
No.
There's so much time and so many things happening between now and then.
But I gotta go pick up my kids from school.
Yeah, no. So,
we gotta do this again soon, bro.
This is all on you, bro. I just don't know how to get you. You know what we gotta do? We gotta try that with the other device. Because you're in your car.
When I work.
How many times you're in the
car? When I work in the afternoon, I might be able to come by in the mornings after I drop off my kids to school.
So that's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That kills me.
I know.
That murders me.
That's what I have.
But I do have... I can't do anything with that. Even if I were to move my schedule from like 10 to 6, that'll suck.
Yeah. You don't get stuck in traffic at 6.
I mean, right now he has me in the office. But anyways...
we'll figure it out after.
We'll figure something out. I don't even know what to tell these people anymore. Seriously, guys.
How did you find us? That's what I want
to
know.
Why are you still listening to the one or two people who are...
Whoever's listening to this, if you're watching this on YouTube, comment below and tell us how you found us. I'm so curious. Please. I want to know how you found us. What did you look up? Did somebody recommend us? Did you just Google search something and say, oh, snap, what is this? I want to watch this. I'm so curious.
I know that a few people, you know, have watched a few episodes... and it's funny how it's happening, but I wouldn't know if they were the ones who were the ones that subscribed, but it is what it is. Listen, this year is going to be dope. I mean, as far as media and what topics are going to be, you know, off the chain. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
We got the next decade, and who's going to be leading that decade as far as president is concerned.
If Trump doesn't win. I don't know. It's hard to call, bro.
You think this impeachment is going to go through? No.
Even if he does, what's the name of the... Pence.
Mike Pence.
Pence.
Somebody was like, oh, the guy who looks like Barbie's grandfather.
I never met Barbie's grandfather.
Bitch, you better look him up.
And that's the episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe, like... Leave us a freaking comment on whatever platform. Here you go,
these pictures in the back of my head.
I'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Inconsistent.
Confused, y'all. Look at this nigga, can't even figure it out. Taking pictures with the camera. Oh, right. I shut off. He doesn't even know. It's over.